60 minutes. Sunday service. Let's roll. Child's pose. Right away, land in your physical body. Feel, get familiar with yourself on your mat surface. Begin to notice all the parts of your body that are in contact with the mat. Feel your hands spread out, your forearms and your forehead rest heavy. Also notice your breath. Notice your inhales and exhales. And begin to lengthen and deepen your inhales and exhales. Access your Ujjayi breath. Narrow the aperture of your throat. Generate texture and heat here. Inhale, feel your ribs expand, your back lift. Exhale, sink your hips down to your heels. And draw yourself forward through a tabletop, downward facing dog. Right away, set your gaze between your feet at the back of your mat. And right away, set your foundation. Fan your fingers out across your mat. Plug your finger pads and your knuckles down into your mat surface. Pull the pit of your belly in and up to your spine. Press your chest back to your thighs. Access some space here, some water in your joints. Soften your elbows and your knees. Allow your hips just to get caught in a little breeze. Give yourself some sway side to side. Look forward, ragdoll. Step your feet up wide to the top of your mat. Drop the crown of your head down to your mat. Switch the grip of your arms. Shake your head out, yes and no. You can even grab like the back of your head and kind of massage out your neck. Draw down. Release your fingers down to your mat. Bring your big toes together to touch. Inhale, halfway lift. Forward fold. Inhale, Tadasana. Reach your fingertips to the ceiling. Hands to heart center. Link your eyes closed. Lift your heart center up to your thumbs. Let's begin here with three ohms. Breath in. Through your nose. Match the vibration of that om with a depth of your breath. Inhale, Tadasana, lift up, look up. Forward fold, press the air out, dive down. Halfway lift, lengthen your spine. Plant your hands, high plank, step it back. Here too, set your foundation, spread your fingers out, press your heels back to the back wall and the windows. Look just ahead of your mat. Pull the pit of your belly in and up to your spine. Roll your inner thighs 1/2 inch up to the ceiling. Inhale, come forward onto your tippy toes. Low plank, chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Full inhale. Full exhale. Breath in. And out. Breath in. Let it go. One more. Big breath in. Empty out. Travel to the top of your mat. Feet together to touch. Halfway lift. Fold. Tadasana. Reach to the ceiling. Forward fold. Dive down. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. High to low plank. Back you go. Up dog. Down dog. Set your gaze, reconnect with your breath. Push the mat away from you with both hands. Inhale, prepare to move. Empty out, come to the top of your mat. Half lift. Fold. Tadasana, reach. Forward fold. Halfway lift. High to low, chaturanga, back you go. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Full inhale. Full exhale. Breath in. And out. A tiny bit of softness and water in your knees here. Give yourself some space to your whole back body. Inhale, roll your inner thighs up and back. Exhale, press your chest back to your thighs. Breath in. Empty it out. Come to the top of your mat. Halfway lift. Fold. Utkatasana, thunderbolt. Lift your toes up. Spread them out across your mat. Press your shin bones back to the windows and the back wall. Lift your heart center up to the ceiling. Take a deep breath in. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga, back you go. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Breath in and out. Step your right foot forward, warrior one. Inhale, press your feet down into your mat. Exhale, hug your inner thighs into center. Inhale, send your tailbone down to your mat. Exhale, hug your belly button and your ribs in. Inhale, reach up out of your hips. Plant your hands high to low plank. Upward facing dog, strong legs. Downward facing dog, press back. Left side, warrior one. Set your foundation here. Something that you know is your warrior one. Add in action. Hug your inner thighs together. Roll your right inner thigh back to the windows. Hug your belly button into your spine. Reach up. Plant your hands high to low plank. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Breath in and out. Breath in and out. Breathe here, hug into center. Prepare to match your breath with your movement and generate flow. Inhale, come up on your toes. Bend your knees, empty out, travel top of your mat. Half lift. Fold. Utkatasana, thunderbolt. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga, high to low. Up dog. Down dog. Right side, right away, warrior one. Place your foot, fingertips to the ceiling. Exhale takes you back down. Inhale. Exhale. Left side, warrior one. You got it. Back down, chaturanga. Inhale, up dog. Downward facing dog. Breath in, breath out. Be here with your breath. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, prepare to move. Empty out, come to the top of your mat. Half lift, fold. Utkatasana, thunderbolt. Forward fold, half lift. High to low plank, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Right side, warrior one. Inhale, lifts you up to the ceiling. Back down, exhale. Up dog, down dog. Left side, don't miss it. Warrior one, go. Down you go, high to low. Up dog, down dog. Inhale. Exhale, breath in, breath out, inhale, exhale. Three-legged dog, right side, reach your right toes high behind you. Fan your toes out away from each other, wiggle them, wiggle your little pinky toe, bend your knee, open your hip. Now roll your right rib cage down to your mat. Lift your right knee higher. Oh, oh. Keep going. Flip there, dog. And reset your feet. Bring them underneath you and parallel with each other. Press your feet down to activate your inner thighs and lift your hips to the ceiling. Yes, Jess, I saw that. Come back over, three-legged dog. Knee to nose. Pull in. Lift your toes up to the ceiling. Knee to nose, hug in, crescent lunge. Place your foot, reach your fingertips to the ceiling. Come up nice and high on your back toes. Stack your back heel over your toes. Without moving your heel, press your heel back to the windows to wake up your left glute. Take that strength, draw it up into center. Stretch out through your fingertips. Hands to heart center, twist to your right. Maintain the integrity in the bottom half of your body. Hug your inner thighs together for stability. Give something up in the upper half of your body. Lift your chest higher. Open up your arms. Take up space. Come back to center. Crescent lunge. Warrior two. Extended side angle. Reach to the front wall. Lift your left fingertips up to the ceiling. Tug your right hip back to the windows to roll your right thigh open and get deeper into your front leg. From that platform, get open. Roll your left rib cage back to the door. Slide your bottom rib cage underneath you. Inhale. Exhale, hug in, roll open. Inhale. Hug in, roll open. Inhale, look down. Plant your hands high to low plank. Upward facing dog. And downward facing dog. Full inhale. Full exhale. Breath in. And out. Three-legged dog, left side. Fan your toes out. Bend your knee. Open up your hip. This is its own posture, too, you know? So enjoy it. It's not something else on the way to something else. It is the thing. Okay, now flip your dog. Drop your head. Roll your right rib cage up to the ceiling to spread your collarbones wide to the sides of the room. Yeah. High five. Come back over, three-legged dog. Knee to nose. Hug in. Toes lift up. Deep breath in. Hug in. Cat back. Crescent lunge. Place your foot. Reach your chest, your fingertips to the ceiling. Set your gaze somewhere. Have it somewhere above the horizon. It could be just a little, it could be a lot. Lift your heart center up to that point. Hands to heart center. Twist to your left. Wake up both of your inner thighs. Hug them into the center line of your body. Lift your torso higher. Open up your arms. Relax your toes. Come back to center. Crescent lunge. Lift your fingertips up. Warrior two. Open. Get really long. Reset your feet. You can play big here. You're allowed to play big. Extended side angle. Sometimes playing big is physically moving your feet, getting bigger, deeper, longer, more open. Sometimes playing big is just giving something up and seeing what happens with the newer, lighter, more powerful you. Inhale. Exhale, hug in, roll open. Inhale. Hug in to roll open. Inhale, look down. Plant your hands high to low plank. Good job. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Full inhale, full exhale, breath in and out. Inhale, lift up on your toes, bend your knees, float top of your mat, half lift, fold, Utkatasana Thunderbolt. And take the opportunity here to kind of light a little fire, stoke the flames a bit. You don't have to do it by like getting crazy with your big muscle groups. Like, yeah, hug your thighs, your quads around your thigh bones. Yes, press your hips together. More than that, breathe big. Hands to heart center. Twist to your right. Lift your chest higher. Open up your arms. Opportunity here. Inhale, sink your tailbone down and back. Exhale, lift your chest higher. Hug your belly button into your spine. Inhale. Exhale, hug in, roll open. Inhale. Exhale. Come back to center, Utkatasana. Forward fold. Hadagustasana. Separate your feet hip width distance. Reach down, grab your big toes, your first couple fingers. Loop around, like really loop around. Lengthen your spine and draw down to your mat. Pull your belly button in and up to allow yourself to fold a little more. But keep that water in your knees. Keep some water in your jaw. Let your head go. Release your grip. Bring your big toes back together to touch. Inhale, halfway lift. Forward fold. Utkatasana, thunderbolt. One of my yoga teachers, his name's Brandon, he has a studio out in Boston, and he kind of has this saying. He says that it's possible for us, it's highly likely that we can suffocate in our own strength. Like, we are really strong, like, creatures, animals, human beings. And it's really easy to just, like, hold on so tightly that we can't breathe anymore. And we can't express out. We can't share love. So move that energy upward through your spine, through your heart center, out through your breath. Take a deep breath in. Hands to heart center. Twist to your left. Lift your sternum up to your thumbs. Open your arms. Inhale, spread your right ribs out. Lengthen them. Exhale, hug your left ribs in. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale, hug in, roll open. Inhale. Exhale, fold forward. Padmasana, gorilla pose, gorilla asana. Separate your feet again. Walk your feet up onto your hands. Lengthen your spine down to your mat. And when you can't fold forward anymore, drop your head. Right, you could muscle your way through this practice and you'll make it through. You'll survive. Probably. If you kind of give a little something up, like make an offering of yourself, it gives you the opportunity to thrive. Release your hands. Bring your big toes together to touch. Bakasana, crow pose. Plant your hands, top of mat. Hug your inner thighs in against the backs of your arms a lot. A lot. Do that to activate your low belly, to pull your hips up to the ceiling. Look way forward. Hug in even more to lift your hips up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Full breath in. Full breath out. Inhale, come up on your toes. Bend your knees. Float top of your mat. Half lift. Fold. Tadasana, eagle right side. Now make the wrap, hug in, hug your thighs together and then press them down. Hug your belly button in, send your tailbone down. Tadasana, left side, eagle, go. Tadasana. here before we go, clean up your feet. Clean up your connection with the earth. Your balance of strength and surrender starts with your feet. Spread your toes out. Press your big toe mounds down into your mat. Roll your inner ankles back to the windows. Eagle, right side. Make the wrap. Draw in. Give yourself that malleable, pliable strength that allows you to be here and be here for as long as you need to be. Take a deep breath in, hug in, unravel airplane. Charge your right heel back to the windows, press it back, press your left leg away from you. Reach your fingertips back to the windows. Draw your chest forward to the front wall. Tuck your belly button in and up. Move to half moon. Stack your right hip on top of your left. Reach your right fingertips to the ceiling. A block under your left fingertips. Excellent tool. Right? Like, bring the earth up to you so you have a foundation. Press into your foundation, reach up through your right fingertips to the ceiling, forward fold. Halfway lift, forward fold, Tadasana. Left side, eagle, you go. Make the wrap. I'm going to swoop in here. Tug your left hip back to the windows to square off your hips. Gives you access to more of your core strength. And there's a lot there. There's a lot there. Take a deep breath in. Unravel airplane. Press the air under your palms straight down. Pull your collarbones forward to the front wall. Draw your right hip back to the windows to square your hips. Half moon. Transition. Stack up. Move with intention. Take your gaze up over your left fingertips. Pick a point on the ceiling. Go there. Tuck your low belly and your low ribs in to get a little more float. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Tadasana. Dancers, right side. Reach back. Grab your right ankle. Flex your right foot. Press your right shin back to the back wall, to the windows. Allow your chest to be pulled up and open to the sides of the room. Tadasana. Left side, dancers, go. Powerful left leg, powerful right leg. Push the mat away from you. Kick your left foot and ankle away from you. Give a little something up in your chest. Spread your collarbones wide. Sternum, ribs open. Tadasana. Oh, dancers, right side. Ah, you like just started, like just cracking it open. Go all the way. Even tip out. Why not? Left side, go right into it. Don't miss it. Capture and go. Kick back so much so that your chest lifts up and open, adding more room. Breathe into that space, fill it up. Use that extra fuel, kick more. Rinse and repeat. Tadasana. Hands to heart center. Ah, tree pose, right side. Draw your right foot up along your left leg. Press your left big toe mound down into your mat. Pull your left hip into center and up. Take the rest of you up. Whether you move your hands or not, maybe just your intention or your vision, your drishti goes. Release through center, tree pose, left side. Set your foundation. Press your right foot down into your mat. Hug your right inner thigh in and up to your belly button. Draw up into center. Express out. Offer yourself up. Release down. Both feet ground down. Hands to heart center. Blink your eyes closed here for just a minute, a breath or two. Take a deep breath in. Let it go. Breath in. And out. Inhale, Tadasana. Lift up, look up. Forward fold, down you go. Halfway lift, take it back, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Right foot forward, warrior two. Triangle, straighten your front leg. Reach your hips back to the windows. Reach your left fingertips up to the ceiling. A block under your right fingertips to the outside of your front leg is an amazing tool, a resource for more foundation, for more stability. Take that stability. Start to surrender your torso open. Inhale, lengthen your right ribs. Exhale, hug your left ribs in to roll open. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Hug in, roll open. Inhale, roll your chest up and open. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, rise up to stand. Wide leg forward fold. Feet parallel with each other. Hinge at your hips. Fold down. Shirshasana one or two could be a thing here. A really powerful wide leg forward fold could also be a thing. Draw yourself present with a softness in your knees, water, those joints. And draw your quads and your hamstrings up your thigh bones. Play that balance. Let your breath play you. Like an instrument, your body as an instrument. Bring your hands to your hips, hinge at your hips, rise up to stand. Pyramid pose, front of the room. Square your hips forward, take hip width distance apart. Pull your chest forward, lengthen your spine down over your front leg. If your back heel wants to lift up, you just shorten your stance. You make the little adjustments to keep yourself grounded. Being grounded here is an opportunity for your spine and your torso to lengthen and descend. Revolved pyramid, halfway lift. Left hand to a block or the mat. Roll your right rib cage open. Hug your inner thighs in towards each other. Reach your tailbone back to the windows. Draw your collarbones forward to the front wall. Almost like you're being pulled back. Draw forward. Put your spine in a lengthening traction. Look down. Plant your hands high to low plank. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Breath in and out. Breath in. Let it go. Left foot forward, warrior two. Triangle, straighten your front leg. Reach your left fingertips all the way to the front wall. When you can't reach any more, send your right fingertips to the ceiling. Add some tiny softness to your front knee. Your hamstring will just wake up. Get excited about that, about the strength there, and then see what's possible from that strength. Can you give a little something up in your torso and roll open? Right? Like roll open from a safe place, from home base. Left rib cage slides underneath you. Right rib cage goes back. Inhale, rise up. Wide leg forward, fold round two. Toes in, heels out. Optional chest expansion. Down you go. If your shoulders are like mine, like grab a towel with your hands in chest expansion or put your hands inside of a strap. Start by taking your hands back to your sacrum and release your grip. Grab your hips, rise up to stand. Pyramid pose, front of the room. Set yourself up, draw forward and down. Could have a little softness in your front knee, but like really press your right heel down into your mat. Hug your inner thighs together. Drop your shoulders, your neck, your head. Oh, yeah. Revolved pyramid, half lift. Reach your sits bones back. Pull your collarbones and your chest forward. Hug into the midline of your body. Roll open a little more. Inhale, look down. Plant your hands high to low plank. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Full inhale. Full exhale. Come forward to a high plank. Low plank. High plank. Low plank. 2 inches higher. Okay, all the way down. Locust pose. Interlace your hands at your low back. Bring your big toes together to touch. reach your toes and your knuckles back to the back wall, to the windows, to the daylight. Draw your chest forward to the front wall. Tuck your chin. Reach the crown of your head to the mural on the front wall. Lower down. Breath in and out. Allow your fronts of your hip bones to really settle into your mat. Feel your back rise and fall with every breath. Bend your knees. Windshield wiper your feet side to side. Maybe allow that just to feel good. Reach back, grab your ankles, floor bow. Grab your ankles, flex your feet. Bring your knees close together, press your thighs down into your mat. Press your shins back to the back wall. Let that pull your chest up and open. Take your gaze up. Take your vibration up a little with it. Gently lower down. Soften to the mat. Bring your hands by your low ribs. Plant your hands, upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Inhale, come up on your toes. Bend your knees, float all the way through. Have a seat, lay down, bridge pose. I got excited when I said lay down, huh? Oh no. Bridge pose though, bridge pose. Press your feet down into your mat. Press your shoulders down into your mat. Lift your heart center up and back to the top of the back wall. Don't worry about your hips. Take your heart center, your sternum, your collarbones. All that protective tissue and apparatus around your heart. Let go. Lower down. Breath in, breath out. Do again, bridge. Press down, lift up. Press the inside edges of your feet down into your mat to activate your inner thighs. Keep breathing here. Keep drawing into center to lift up and out. One of my trainings, I had this football guy, I think was an NFL player maybe, football guy. And he had never done wheel before in his life because he couldn't get his arms over his head. He was that jacked, strong, muscular, whatever. And go up a little more. And then lower down. Right? And I remember we had this session and we had to kind of stare at each other lovingly and long, for a while, yeah. And we were looking into each other's eyes and then he just started crying. He started bawling. And then we practiced yoga, right afterwards. And he boom, right up into wheel. He got all excited. He's like, holy shit, look at me. This is amazing. Right? You get a little something out of the way and you go. So go now, wheel, plant your hands by your ears, go wide, pinkies off your mat, lift up, straighten your arms, push the mat away from you, rise, lower down, breath in, and out, go up again, wheel, yeah, plant your hands, rise, if there's something still hanging on, lift it up and then let it drop off, fold down, drop down, yeah, breath in, and out. Wheel, go up. One more time. This is it. This really is it. So make it so. If you're in bridge, do it with integrity. Wheels, let go of whatever you need to get enough buoyancy to go up one more inch. Lower down. Supta Baddha Konasana. Bring the soles of your feet together. Let your knees open up. You can bring your hand to your belly, your heart. Sometimes we joke, you could just check and see, do a safety check, right? Make sure you're still alive and breathing. But really, feel what it feels like to be alive right now. beyond the definition of alive, like alive. Happy baby, reach up, grab your feet, grab your calves, whatever you got. Pull down and open to the sides of the room. Actively press your feet or your legs back into your hands to roll your tailbone forward along your mat to the front wall. Hug your knees in. Give yourself a squeeze. Charge your heels up to the ceiling. Bring your hands underneath, you know, beside you or under your low back for some support. Flex your feet here. Flex your pinky toes back towards you. Little Lone Ranger pinky toes. Cross your right ankle over your left. Pull your low belly down into your spine so you press your sacrum and your tailbone down into your mat. Keep them there. Inhale, press down. Exhale, pulse your left heel 1/4 inch straight up to the ceiling. Yeah, inhale, press down. Exhale, just pulse up. And if your hips rise up, take it a smaller movement and lower, like below your waistband and down, and then pulse a heel, yeah. Maybe your heel doesn't even move, but you feel it. Five, four, three, two, one, and then switch sides. Well, if you know it, take Mula Bandha and draw it forward to the front wall to draw everything down. Keep that there. Pulse your right heel to the ceiling. Yeah. Five, four, three, two, one. Bend your knees. Give yourself a squeeze. A little rock side to side. I'm going to rock forward and back, up and down your spine. Come all the way over, downward facing dog. Reach your right toes high behind you. Bend your knee, open your hip. Half pigeon, right side. Access the shape of your half pigeon. Move into sensation. Roll the front of your left hip down to your mat. Draw your right hip down and back. Create sensation. Just be with it. Meet it. Know that you don't have to be strong in the face of sensation. Know that softening and opening, even simple things like relaxing and ease, it's an allowance in your body. It's not an activity. It's an allowance. Lift your chest up. Plant your hands. Press back, downward facing dog. Half pigeon left side. Take yourself there. in your yoga practice, in our yoga practice, we think we get in the habit, the practice of creating sensation, of using our strength, but having it be malleable, allowing us to apply our strength wherever we require. And sometimes that strength is to support ourselves in a posture for a long time. And sometimes that strength is allowing ourselves to sink a little deeper into another type of posture. And train yourself. Consider that when you leave this space, you will be met with all kinds of sensation. Typically will take the form of you reacting to stuff happening around you. How will you apply your strength? Will you suffocate yourself and your opponent? Or generate ease? Allow ease. Lift your chest up. Sweep your right leg up and over. Stretch both legs out in front of you. Flex your toes back to your face. Paschimottanasana, lift up. Pull your hips back. Draw your chest forward. Fold down. Even if your knees are bent, continue to draw your toes back towards you. For stability. And stability in your thighs and in your pelvis. Allow your spine to be long. Lift your chest up. Take yourself back into fish pose. You're gonna sit on your hands. Use your elbows to prop you up. Your hands could be a little wider than your hips too. Either way, lift yourself up so your heart becomes the highest point on your body. Draw your shoulder blades together behind your heart center. Your sternum. Your collarbones, your ribs spread apart, away from each other. Allow your throat to open. Gently lower down. Lift your heels up, legs up the wall. Be here or shoulder stand. Reach your big toe mounds up to the ceiling. Hands at your low back to support you. Press all of your feet away from you. Just your toes flex back. If you're in shoulder stand, move to plow. Hinge at your hips. Take your legs long, long behind you overhead. They don't have to touch. They can hang out in space. Right? Like, you don't have to be anywhere. You can hang out in space. You're perfect. You belong. True story. Garbhandasana, ear pinning pose. Bend your knees. Make contact with your forehead or your ears, with you. Happy baby. Roll down. Lengthen your spine along your mat. Hug your knees in. and drop your feet down, Supta Baddha Konasana, knees open. As you're ready, slide your feet away from you, Shavasana. Take up space. Be easy. Be at peace. Take a deep breath in. Let it go. Breath in. And release. Allow that breath just to roll up and down your body. Unobstructed, unencumbered. A sense for what's possible. What's possible from your newer, more pliable, still just as strong self. Take a deep breath in, reach your fingertips long overhead, stretch out. Hug your knees in, come over to a fetal position. Press up to a seat, hands together, heart center. Together, let's celebrate what is possible with three ohms. Breath in. Ah. thumbs to forehead center. Namaste.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.